The views and opinions expressed in my podcast are exactly that, my opinion. My words are not law, final say, or any type of guidelines for your life. I am no expert. We have the freedom to agree or disagree, as well as remaining indecisive. If you like my podcast, I welcome you. If you do not like my podcast, I suggest you find one more to your liking. Let's begin. Today's episode is entitled Birthday Party Invoice, Assassin Girlfriends, and the Snobby Douchebaggery. There's just so much bullshit, and it just keeps coming our way. But, you know, that's our world, so let's begin. This first segment is entitled The Invoice of Assholism. In a day and age where people are suing each other for the most ridiculous reasons possible, one UK couple decided to up the ante by issuing an invoice to a friend of their child who didn't show up for his birthday party, and have threatened legal action against the parents of the child who didn't show when the boy's father said he wouldn't pay a cent. Can't say I blame him. Proving that, once again, some people turn into total dipshits when they fucking breed and think the world revolves around them and their child. I am all for the rights of kids, but not for your right to use them to shit on everyone else. This isn't a fucking business deal, it's a child's birthday. Your son didn't show up to my child's birthday. Oh, poor you. The kid's friend couldn't show up, move on, grow the fuck up. Yeah, I know, not the most poetic fucking thing, but whatever. Let's see. Etiquette expert, which also translates as asshole adult who hasn't grown the fuck up either, Jacqueline Whitmore decided to throw her two cents in by saying,
"This is the first time I have ever heard of someone invoicing their guest for not showing up. It's just bad etiquette. A courtesy call saying, I'm sorry that your child could not attend my child's birthday party. I had to incur the cost of him not showing up. Therefore, I would appreciate it if you could help me out by helping me either fully or in part take care of the bill for him not showing up."
Whitmore also decided to add some verbal diarrhea to the pile she already had left by saying that the parents of the boy who didn't show up had displayed bad etiquette when they said that they couldn't find the original invitation, and also the child had been double booked. What the fuck? Is he a Wayne Newton impersonator? He was double booked for somebody else, which totally couldn't have been resolved with a fucking sorry, fuck no, because when you are completely stupid and full of shit, you always agree with the dipshits who are always full of shit as well, especially when Ms. Whitmore added,
"They could have tried to find the phone number through directory assistance, Or these days, they should have contacted the mother through the internet. If you Google someone, you could find out a lot of information about them. Not like you'd use it for personal gain or anything. I'm sorry, that's just me. They also could have searched for her on many different social media platforms like Facebook or Twitter, or contacted someone they did know, perhaps a friend of a friend. They would have been able to provide the information.
And there you have it. Because everyone wants to be up each other's ass every second for every minute of the day, proving once again that humans are just totally full of themselves. I guess when you feel the whole world owes you and your child something, a simple apology just will not suffice. This next segment is entitled, "Blood is not from abuse! That woman is an assassin!" NASCAR driver Kurt Busch appeared in a Dover, Delaware court to testify against his ex-girlfriend that she is an assassin. Driscoll, who is his ex-girlfriend, has filed a criminal complaint against Busch, alleging that he grabbed her and slammed her head into the wall of his motor coach at Dover International Speedway last fall. Busch denies those claims, which the authorities have been considering separately. You know, because see, the blood wasn't on her because I'm an abusive, narcissistic, asshole, NASCAR-driving, beer-swilling prick. It's because she's a fucking assassin. She's an assassin for the CIA or whatever bullshit I could dream up. Hee-haw, NASCAR. Stay on my side because I'm totally not an abusive prick.
So, did you say geographic stuff?
Geographic. Oh, so Brooklyn or London.
Your child's called India.
Yes, but you know, that's because it's not related to a location. That's because it's
India
related
isn't
to
a location?
Family. No.
We're talking about education?
India's a very, very lovely name for a very lovely child.
All right, folks. I know a lot of my UK, British, Scottish, pretty much my Euro friends. I hope I'm saying this shit correctly. This is going to be the segment I know they've been waiting for me to get to, because I did announce that, yes, I was going to touch this particular subject, and, well, here it is. The subject is entitled, or this final subject is entitled, "The Toilet That Is Katie Hopkins." Most of you who are not familiar with this final subject are probably wondering when you read the title of this subject, who the hell is Katie Hopkins and why should I care? In all honesty, for my American friends, you really shouldn't. But here's the thing, though. It's not that you should care. What's great is that this is the most entertaining amount of fucking comedy I've ever been supplied with. I mean, the amount of stupidity is just fucking staggering. It's just great. So, in all honesty, like I said, you shouldn't care. Let's see. Yeah, no one should really care about the moronic ramblings of an overprivileged housewife who has never worked a day in her life, treats people like they are lower and dumber than her, but fails to realize that the joke throughout the human race is on her. She is clearly a walking, talking, verbal diarrhea spewing, dribbling moron that she is. She tends to comment in whatever column the Sun newspaper has given her, which I am going to go out on a limb here and guess that the main boss at the newspaper either lost a bet and had to give this loony cunt a job, writing in her own column where she just goes on incessantly about those she feels are beneath her, talking about how she would like to kick fat people up the ass. Yeah, you go ahead and try that one on my fat ass. Also mind-numbingly trolling about how people name their kids. If there ever was a physical incarnation to represent what an internet troll in human form would look like, it would be Katie Hopkins. She kind of looks like if someone had managed to get Vincent Price and Barbara Streisand into the same room, and they went on an alcohol and coke-induced bender while everybody gradually left the room, resulting in a horrible, snobbish oaf of a love child, pre-installed with arrogance, stupidity, and the least amount of knowledge of the meaning of the word irony. The best was when she decided to make a snide remark about Kelly Osbourne on Twitter just to have Kelly one-up Katie in one fell swoop without even having to say touche. Recently, the celeb troll has decided to fat shame American singer Kelly Clarkson. You know, the whole fat thing, you know, because, you know, someone came up with the whole, obesity is an epidemic because they're a complete dribbling fucking moron. But anyways, I digress. But this shouldn't come as a surprise from an attention whore whose only validation in life is to gain notoriety by treating everyone she comes in contact with and who isn't from her social class in life like complete shit, because she in herself is a shitty person who not only judges other people by their names, but their kids as well. You read that correct. This stupid, annoying bitch judges people by what they name their children, even going so far as to say that people who name their kids after geographical locations are low class, which is totally not hypocritical and completely okay because her daughter is named India. That's right, guys. For my American friends or anybody listening to this, this stupid cunt sat there bitching about, people, you know, it's just so low class when they name their kids after geographical locations. But I named my daughter India because, you know, she's just a dribbling fucking moron. Nothing funnier than a dried up prune who craves attention by making as many harsh statements that only a stupid person could come up with and making as many enemies as she possibly can. The only reason she gets away with it is because for everyone else, it is funny to see someone who is the equivalent of a Dear Abby writer just say whatever horrible things she could possibly dream up. Eventually her shtick will run its course, and then she will be in the pile with many of the world's forgotten columnists who really didn't contribute much when it comes to any form of writing. Since Katie has expressed her keen interest in, quote, kicking fat people up the arse, I have a few choice locations to send her. The first would be the African American, Italian, Puerto Rican, Cuban, as well as some other sections of New York City. Then away she will be swept down southwest to Texas. I am sure she will be met with such open arms when she executes her initiative there. Then further west to Southern California, and then finally dropped off somewhere in Mexico where she can continue her life's work of kicking fat people in the ass while also being left and forgotten. Before I end this episode, I would like to allow this particular excerpt from one of my favorite video game reviewers who explains how to deal with horrible people like Katie Hopkins. Now, understand, the context of what he is talking about actually deals with the issue related to Gamergate, but I think it can be applied here as well.
Okay, so all you need to do is flick V signs and blow a raspberry.
I look just forward to your tearful apology.
Just whatever they say, just go like at length and keep doing it. If they try to interrupt you, just go, whoa, 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 wait a second, and then take a deep breath and start again.
Sorry, your feelings don't matter.
Could you imagine some talk show host blowing raspberries every time Katie Hopkins went to open her mouth? I think that'd be funny as hell. Just as soon as she went to take an in-breath, like the host would cue the entire audience and like his co-host or whatever, and everybody as soon as Katie decides to say something, everybody just goes. And then when she decides to, go say something else, keep doing it, just to the point where she either gets pissed off and starts crying and just leaves the fucking room. I think that shit would be funny. And that concludes this episode. I would like to thank Dutch Rosenberg Theater and Helvin for the use of their music for my show. Make sure to check out their music, merch, and show dates, especially if you are in the Arizona area at D Rosenberg drosenberg.webs.com. That's drosenberg.webs.com. You can also check him out at reverbnation.com/Dutch Rosenberg Theater. It's one word, lowercase. And also Helvin, which is the music you hear at the end of the episode. You can check out their Reverb Nation page at reverbnation.com/Helvin. And both are, and I'll spell both for Dutch Rosenberg Theater. It is DutchRosenbergTheater. And for Helvin, HELLVEN. I dig this band. Actually, I dig both bands because they're pretty badass. If you would like to leave a comment or suggest a topic for a future episode, you can at seniorgrumpy.wordpress.com or at verbalcacophony.podomatic.com. I cannot guarantee that it will get used because it will depend on how I feel it will or will not fit with the format of my show. For those of you who like to subscribe to my show through iTunes, I created the Podomatic page to make it easier for you so that way you don't have to keep going to the WordPress page. The WordPress page is pretty much my show notes page, so that way you can see where I got, you know, what, where I got the articles about, you know, or sorry, where I got the articles for the subjects I'm talking about. So if you want to, like I said, if you want to head on over there, it's verbalcacophony.podomatic.com, and I'll spell that for you. It's verbalcacophony.podomatic.com. No hyphens, no nothing, no underscore, all pretty much, like I said, everything one word. And like I said, this should be easier for those of you who want to subscribe to the show and just have it to whatever, you know, however you receive your podcast. That way it's just easier for you to just grab the show, stick it on like a portable player, your phone or whatever, and then you could take it with you. So as I end every one of these episodes, take care, be well, I mean that, even if I don't fucking like you. Enjoy whatever kicks your ass, whatever positive thing in your life kicks your fucking ass, enjoy it to the fullest. And definitely, even though the whole world is just covered in a large amount of, you know, bullshit, definitely take no shit from nobody. I am Senior Grumpy. I hope you enjoyed this episode as well as all my other episodes and the ones that'll show up in the future. So until next time, laters.